Welcome to The Hitch, week 6. Hi.
Hi. It's day 42.
42.
It is day 42. It's kind of warm in here right now.
I had the window open.
I know, but then I needed it to be closed because you had to record the Welcome to The Hitch, week 6
stuff. We slept a lot better last night.
Yeah, I feel like last night I slept well for the first time in days and days and days.
Agreed.
We, the Waterworld fun hangover is, I would say we were still all a little pokey. But,
most definitely. I was still tired, but a lot better than the day before.
A lot better than yesterday.
It turns out there's a build-up to Waterworld, then there's Waterworld, then there's a come-down from Waterworld, which lasts, so like the whole thing is sort of like a week.
Yeah. It's sort of like the...
It's all worth it.
The next couple of days after Waterworld, it's like you've been plunged into the pool and you're kind of trying to swim your way back up.
Swim your way out.
But it's Sunday. We are... still in the St. Vrain State Park, just outside of Longmont, Colorado. I'm just looking out the window right now. The sun's
looking for
just
birds.
Starting to set.
It was nice. We had, lately in the morning, we go out with our coffee and sit right by the pond and watch the birds. And it's so nice. I'm going to miss it. We're moving. Luckily, we're going to Lyons. So that's, you know, a great place for us to be. But I'm really going to miss St. Vrain. I've been enjoying it probably the most that we've ever enjoyed
it. I mean, it turns out this more basic side, the side with electric only, is much nicer than the full hookup side, which is just hot. And, you know, this side, I mean, we've said it before, there's shade, but these lakes are just gorgeous here.
Right, yeah.
And
it's true. And we're like right on one.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, that's the main thing. We are literally right on the lake. Which is just been fantastic.
I know. It's been so
nice. It's really made the morning so nice. Also because there's shade from a big tree right over, right in front of our trailer. So yeah, we have our chairs out and the mornings have just been so nice.
It's nice and quiet too because a lot of people are fishing. And so they're being quiet. And then I'm like, oh, we have to be quiet because they're quiet. And I mean, we're generally pretty quiet, but it's like a very quiet campground.
Yeah. It is.
So, yeah, it was a slow morning, I would say. It took us a while to find it, kind of get going. And by the time we did, it was like, we need to move the show. Everyone was starting to lose it.
The little one was really
Really crabby.
He had a hard day today.
He did. And
I think he was...
He's tired. And he's kind of hit that place, too, in a long journey where he's... you know, would benefit from some routine, but we don't have that yet. And we're not going to have that for a while. So there's a lot of like, what are we doing? Where are we going? You know, a lot of questions today. Yeah. We went over to my parents and visited for a while and that was nice. And then
we went actually to Lyons.
I know.
Where we're actually moving to tomorrow. But
the deal is the pinball place is only open on the weekends. So you got to go up there on the weekends. And it's really hard to get a campsite up there on the weekends. So anyway, it's not that far. So we popped over there and played some pinball.
Yeah,
and that place
last
is so cool.
That pinball place. It is amazing.
The teen was talking to somebody who works there as she was like fixing all these machines and had them opened up and could see the underneath and the insides of them. It was very cool.
Yeah. It's just such a really like, it's funny. They have like a bathroom in there and we went in, you know, we used the bathroom this time and it's like, there's like a shower in there.
I know.
Like it is so much somebody's house.
It's somebody's house
that has been converted into.
Right.
This, you know, just incredible pinball emporium. One of the most amazing things was each room had some machines rotated out and
that
new ones rotated in.
Is the part that I didn't realize. I mean, these are pinball machines. They're big. They're heavy. Like, they're delicate. Like, people are moving them in and out, swapping them in and out. And this was only, I mean, we were there, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
two and a half weeks ago or something. So a number of machines had been moved around. I mean, they take it seriously there.
Yeah.
There was a whole, I was looking at a whole like poster of different league nights that were happening and different, you know, clubs that were playing there and stuff. And I mean, and the teen talked to the person who worked there, and she started out by just going there to play pinball and then was in a league and then, you know, just kind of became more and more involved with the place. It's a really good community place, you know, like anyone can come in and play. It's inexpensive to play. They even have, the little one found a little Pac-Man machine in the corner, like a mini-sized one that was free. So like there's even a, you know, if you don't have money, there's at least one for free. But a lot of the ones were 25 cents too.
Yeah, 25, 50 cents, you know, even like the fancy ones, most of them are 75. You know, there's a handful of
sometimes
machines
there's that are a dollar, buck, but you know,
still,
but
like, it's
very affordable.
It is, yeah. Each time I've brought in a 20, I've got 20 bucks and quarters, and we've stayed for like an hour.
And everybody gets to play.
Yeah. It was money well spent. It's a really, just a really amazing place. You know, kind of this time it was a little less crowded, so you could really kind of soak it in a little bit more. Mm-hmm. It was really
We went earlier in the day and we went on a Sunday instead of like a Saturday. So it was a lot quieter, but yeah, it was great. It was really, really fun. And then we went to the Dairy Bar, of course.
Of course.
Of course we did.
We went to the Dairy Bar, and let me tell you.
It was a scene.
There was a real scene happening outside the Dairy Bar, and often that scene is associated with the dispensary that's in the same street.
Yeah, often.
But today, that scene was 100% Dairy Bar.
There were like wild cards everywhere.
Yeah, there was a mom with sort of an endlessly increasing number of kids.
I know. For a while she had two, and then there was suddenly three.
Yeah, and I think there might have been one in the car that she left running the whole time.
The car was running.
That kid might have been napping, and she clearly hadn't ever been there before, and was right in front of us in line. And by the time she got through with it, the person taking the order literally was like, "That when we walked up, they were like, that was a really involved order."
Like, it was easily 15 minutes of ordering. I was like, what are they even talking about? How can they still be ordering? Yeah. Like, it was really remarkable. And we weren't in a hurry. We weren't freaking out or anything. We were just kind of amazed.
It was one of those things where it's like, it's ice cream and burgers.
It's burgers and ice cream. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
But it was
so, like, there was that scene going on. Then down at the other end, there was, like, a family with two very big dogs and a guy who was trying to teach one of the kids how to whittle
with big branches.
Big branches.
They were using obviously a knife and whittling, but they weren't really whittling anything. They were just sort of sharpening pieces of wood. What? And it was going everywhere, like all over. I mean, it was outside.
Well, and the kid almost stabbed the dog in the face a couple of times.
Because the dog was excited for the stick.
Wood. Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing was extremely chaotic. I was glad they were a little bit far from us.
They left an incredible mess behind. They finally left.
And then a bunch of people came from seemingly a rodeo or something.
Yeah.
A lot of like people wearing spurs and kind of riding boots and things like that. So that was fun. And they were also having trouble ordering. It was like a real day for people having trouble ordering. But I was like, I'm going to make our order as simple as possible. By the time it was our turn, I felt for the people working there so much. I was like, okay, we just want this with everything. Like, we're not doing anything besides just the normal stuff. Anyway, but the big highlight, the
moment when it was like, we are not just in sort of like, there's a odd confluence of tables doing the most to make everyone's life
difficult.
It was
very chaotic.
But when it was like, we have reached another level, was when a girl came riding up on a mini horse.
It was great. just right up to the order window.
On a mini horse. She was a mini girl.
She was probably like seven.
Seven, eight, yeah.
Eight, around the age of our little guy. And she was with an adult who was walking the horse.
Yeah.
But like, this is not a country road. This is the main road through town.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they walked up on the sidewalk. They weren't like in a major road, but it was so great. It was definitely one of those moments where it's like, we are in Colorado, not the Chicago area.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Because like, not only was there definitely a chaotic mix of people ordering, people wearing spurs. You don't see that normal.
No.
We don't see that where we live, which was great. And then having someone ride up on a horse.
Yeah.
Like, it was the most normal thing.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was the best part. Everyone was just kind of like, oh, there's Cinnamon, the horse.
Yeah, the horse's name was Cinnamon. It was a mini horse. I really can't underline how mini it was.
It was a regular-sized mini horse.
Well, right, but it was a mini horse.
I know.
A regular-sized mini horse is still a mini horse.
It wasn't. I don't think it was a mini horse. I think it was a pony.
Okay.
I don't know exactly.
It was a little.
Maybe it was a mini horse. I don't know enough about horses.
Because it didn't have like the spindly legs of a pony.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Anyway,
the point being, they ordered and then they waited at the pickup window with the mini horse.
With the mini horse,
and then
just
they
waiting
got
at
their
the window.
Ice cream, and then they walked
right by
back
us
to the whittle table. Actually, the whittling people had left.
And interestingly enough, the horse started chewing on the wood shavings, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but the horse seemed happy about it. So I thought, well, the disaster of the other people left at least is making this horse happy.
But then it was an adult and a kid. They went walking up with three ice creams because one of the ice creams was for Cinnamon.
Was for the horse.
Yeah. Might have been a sorbet.
It looked like, it was strawberry. It looked like a strawberry ice cream on a cone. Now they did, I don't know if horses eat dairy or not, like, you know, as part of their diet, but it could have been the sorbet.
Yeah.
It definitely looked strawberry. Either way, that horse was psyched.
That horse was chowing down.
And the adult was holding the cone.
Yeah.
She had one for herself and one for the horse. And the best part is I think they were the same.
They were the same.
They were both having strawberry.
They were the same flavor
I thought, well, don't get those mixed up, but also I don't think she would care.
Yeah, I think that probably.
That horse was like part of the family.
Yeah.
And the horse just ate the cone.
Yeah.
Ate the whole thing, the cone,
the
ice cream and everything, just like it was the most normal thing.
Yeah.
These, at a table.
Yep.
Just standing there next to their people.
Yeah.
And, you know, right by the dispensary, right by the parking lot, right by cars coming and going.
A very hectic parking lot.
Very busy. Lots of people coming and going.
That horse couldn't care less.
The horse was fine. The horse was like, this is what I do. This is my town.
Yeah.
It was like, of course.
And
people were like saying hi to them.
Yeah, they were definitely like locals.
So definitely the horse is a local. So that was fun.
And then they finished and the girl climbed on Cinnamon.
Right up.
And they rode off into the sunset.
We were all in awe of them, but our little one was like, whoa,
that is a cool kid. Yeah.
Because, how awesome is that? That's an entrance.
Oh, yeah.
That's an entrance.
That is an entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was a real highlight.
It was. It was a real nice welcome back to Lyons.
I know. It felt really good to
be up
there again.
Yeah, which is official tomorrow where we move back up there. But did feel like we got the full Lyons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't seen that before.
Bar. No.
I've never seen a horse eat an ice cream cone.
Yeah, never.
That was a first.
The
little one was like, have you ever seen a horse eat an ice cream cone? And I was, no, I can't say that I have.
Can't say.
I've seen lots of horses. I've seen them eat hay and other things. Never an ice cream cone.
You've seen lots of ice cream.
I've eaten lots of ice cream.
Never the two in one.
I've never had those worlds come together.
Yeah, it was great.
So,
it was
really
nice. It was a nice way to
It was nice.
Way to kind of kick off what is the last week in Colorado.
Last Colorado week.
We'll head up the Lions tomorrow. We'll be there through Friday. We'll jump back down here for one more night, Friday night, and then Saturday we'll push on.
We can talk about this when we're there, but we are not doing Lake McConaughey on the way back.
We decided we didn't. We were like, you know what? Enough. Yeah.
Staying in Colorado one extra day.
And just
Nebraska one less.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I've learned.
Just bombing through, getting through it. But there's a number of days between now and then.
Yeah.
And we'll tell you about them on the regular. Yep. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Season 4 of The Hitch is recorded in the summer of 2022 in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Janice Dillard and Dan Sinker. Follow pictures of our travels and get in touch at TinCanEvangeline on Instagram or send an email to evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. Please subscribe to The Hitch on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, and leave us a review while you're there. I'm Dan Sinker.
And I'm Janice Dillard.
And we'll see you on the road.